Hello everyone, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you listen to this podcast from. I'm Usnashia Kanibu. Welcome to the Personal Finance for Gen Zs. In this podcast, we're talking about everything that affects Gen Zs, ranging from their finances, their mindsets, to how they make decisions. I'm the host, Usnashia Kanibu, and I started this podcast to help other young persons like myself who want to have a strong start in life, who are scared of taking the wrong decisions, and who wants to become better. I release this podcast every Monday morning, so you can tune in on your way to work or your way to school and listen carefully to it to have a fresh Monday start. So let's dive. Good morning, everyone. Today is 3rd January 2023 and the time is 6:19 a.m. Yes, I'm going to be releasing this podcast today to talk about how you can gain clarity in 2023. Now, this was a paid season in which people paid a large amount of money to listen to, but I'm going to be breaking it down to you. If you would want a full recording of the class, you can reach out to me via DMs or via links, and I'm going to send you the full recording of the class. So now let's dive in. 2023 is upon us, and I can tell you people are saying new year, new me. This is my year to succeed. This is my year to make money. This is my year to... And all these things are beautiful. You understand, right? All these things are beautiful. But the fact is that people are not clear as to what they want from 2023. And I kid you not, this is a problem we are really facing. People are not clear on what they want from 2023. They are not certain. They have plans. They have goals. But it ain't there. Like, they are not completely conscious or they're not completely clarified as to what they really want from 2023. And in this podcast, I'm going to be giving you a series of steps. I'm going to be giving you 6 steps on how you can get yourself clarified on what you want from 2023. How do you gain clarity in 2023? This is what this podcast is going to be all about. So let's dive in. The first thing you need to understand about making goals for 2023 is that you need to identify what you do not want. Now, let that sink in carefully. Identify what you do not want. What you don't want. Identify it. Identify it early on. Now you ask, Osnashi, why do I need to identify what I do not want? The truth is that we as humans are not rational creatures. We are not rational at all. We think we want something, whereas we want another thing, not even the thing we want. So for you to get a clear perspective as to what you really want from 2023, understand what you don't want. Now, I'm going to give you an example. I, for one, I know I don't want to be an average person. I know I don't want to be a slacker. I don't want to be a procrastinator. I don't want to be a cheat. You understand, right? I'm not meant for this. I don't want it. Now, since I don't want it, it only boils down to one thing. I want to be excellent in what I do. Now, if I tell myself I want to be excellent from the beginning, it could have been like, I would not be certain as to what instances I want to be excellent at. But since I was able to define what I do not want, it now gave me a clearer perspective as to what I really want in this 2023. So when you're making your goals, be clear, be explicit about what you don't want. And understanding what you don't want is the clue for you to identify what you really want at the end. 2. I learned this recently, so I'm going to be sharing it. Now, there's this method that Warren Buffett used in setting his goals. And I learned it recently, so I'm going to really share it. Like, now listen carefully to me. Now, Warren Buffett goes like, when you're setting your goals, list out 25 things you want to do as your goal. Now, you'll be like, oh my God, 25 things, right? Listen carefully. So when you list out 25 things, emphasis on 25 things, it must be 25 things. After listing out 25 things, then go through the entire list of 25 things and pick out 3 things you want as your goals. Just 3 things out of the entire 25. You're going to pick out these as your goal. Now, let me tell you the ideology and the reasoning behind that concept. Now, because as humans, we all want different things. You understand, right? We all literally want, we desire many, many things. So all these things comes as distractions to us. All these things comes as like unnecessary goals we all have in our plan. So when you highlight the entire 25 goals you need, and then you pick out the 3 most important goals, everything else again is secondary. Your main focus should be on achieving the top three goals you've picked up. That is the whole concept behind this. You understand, right? And then the third thing you need to do is create a boring routine. I can't emphasize this enough. Like, create a routine that is so boring, like extremely boring for you. I made a tweet recently, and the tweet went this way. If you spend all your time wondering what, if you wake up in the morning and you start wondering what exciting thing you should do, that is a recipe for failure. Yes. Because you can't wake up in the morning and start being like, and you go like, oh, what should I do today, Sif? No, that's not it. You're not meant to do that. You need to have a routine. You need to have a set routine from 20, you have planned how every single day in your 2023 is going to be like. How I wish this was a screen recording, or how I wish you guys finished that for the class. I could have, I showed them how to make a little trick on their, with their alarms. You could just use your alarm to set up the personality you want to be at that point in time. So when it is time to read, I know it is time to read. When it is time to write, I know it's time to write. When it's time to exercise, I know it's time to exercise. And all these things are things that can really help you to gain your goal. Come on. Your goal is to lose 15 kg this year. Okay, that's fine. That's a very, very good goal. Are you constantly working on your goal? Do you have a set routine that, okay, by this time, every single day, I'm exercising? Do you have that? That's what a routine does for you. Do you have a set time you write if you're creative? Do you have a set time you write if you're a professional? Do you have a set time you take time to like learn new skills? Do you have a time you take time to like advance in your career? These are things you should take into consideration this 2023. You can't afford to be doing the old things the same way and you're expecting different results. It's not done. It's called craziness. 4, get an accountability partner. I don't think I can hype this enough. Get an accountability partner. Get somebody who is willing to like, who is equally have the same goals with you, who have similar goals and who have similar vision like you. Get someone who has intellectual capacity, his IQ or IQ is similar or more than yours. Get them on board as accountability partner. Your accountability partner is going to push you to get done the very things that need to be done, whether you feel like it or not, whether you want to do it or not. You get shamed, you get terrified of letting the person down. I've done series and series of videos of how you should, what you should look out for an accountability partner. My mom's going to share a few tips here. So we are getting an accountability partner. Go for somebody whose IQ is similar or more than yours. 2, go for somebody who you respect a lot. Choosing your boyfriend is good or choosing your girlfriend is good, but the problem is, do you really trust your boyfriend or your girlfriend? Do you respect them enough and like when the push comes to shove, they are going to push you hard enough to get done what you need to get done? Create a calendar of your own. Like, okay, this is how you can do it. If you have a diary, right, or if you have a book or this your notepad that has the calendar, the 2023 calendar on it, get it. And when you're creating a daily routine, mark the day you get the things done. Yes, I'm not lying to you. It's something I've done and I've really experienced the kind of power it has. So get a calendar, especially if you're aiming for a daily routine. Get a calendar and any day you do what you ought to do, you give it a big mark. Any day you fail to do what you ought to do, you give it a big X. A big X to show that you do not get that done. And your mind would not want, let me tell you why this thing is good. Your mind would not want to be seeing the big X actually. That's the funny thing. So your mind will always push you to get done what you need to get done so you can be seeing the big check mark. You understand, right? Get a calendar for yourself. Equally, you can use alarms to create identity for yourself. Use alarms to create identity for yourself. And now to the fifth one, which is the most important reason I've been saying everything I've been saying. 5. Learn how to discipline yourself. Your goals are nothing if you do not master the art of disciplining yourself to get done what you need to get done at the right point in time. Learn how to discipline yourself to do the necessary things. What is self-discipline? I coined my own version of self-discipline. I think I learned this version from someone. I think it's Robert. I'm not certain. It's Robert. I'm not certain of the person I learned it from. But let me tell you what my own version of self-discipline is. Self-discipline means the ability to do what you should do, whether you feel like it or not, whether you want to do it or not. Again. Self-discipline is the ability to do the necessary thing at the right point in time, whether you feel like it or not, or whether you want to do it or not. The whole concept of self-discipline is doing the important things first. You will see people advancing in their field, you see people doing the big things done, you see people getting results, and you think that results come ordinary. No. You have to be disciplined. You have to be disciplined enough to get what you should do done. You can create the most beautiful plans. I tell you not. I kid you not. You can create the most beautiful plans ever. You can create the most beautiful goals ever. But if you do not take the time to to discipline yourself, learn self-discipline to get what you need to get done, they are just beautiful goals. They will have no real impact on you. You understand, right? So make sure you're getting the things that need to be done. And on this note, I would want to say a Happy New Year to you all. Happy New Year, Happy New Year, Happy New Year. May this year give us the very things we want. May we succeed this year. May we find that we're getting our result 10 times faster. And may we experience bliss. May we experience love. Emphasis on love. May we experience happiness, inner peace, joy this year. So thank you very much. And if you want to reach out to me, use the link in the description box to reach out to me. Please, it's not just enough for you to set goals. Ensure that you're clear on the type of goals you're setting. Till we meet again. Have fun. Bye.